Picture 16. All the time Jesus did good things. Jesus never sinned. He has shown us the way to go to God. Many people did not listen to Jesus' word. They were angry, so they planned to kill Jesus. Some bad people took Jesus to the governor. Then the governor let the soldiers beat Jesus. But he did not try to fight back. Jesus took the payment of our sins. Picture 17. They nailed Jesus onto the cross. Jesus felt great pain and died. Jesus carried the punishment for our sins on the cross. We must admit that we are sinners. We must ask Jesus to take away our sins. If we ask him, then he can take away and cleanse our sins. How about you? Are you going to follow Jesus or not? Picture 18. Jesus died on the cross. Some of his friends buried his body in a cave. They got a big stone and covered the cave. For 3 days, Jesus' body was in the tomb. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and some other women came to visit the grave. The grave was open, and the body of Jesus was not there. Suddenly they saw two angels standing by the side of the tomb. The angels said to the women, "Jesus is not here anymore. He has risen from the dead." At the time when Satan lied to Adam and Eve, he became the leader of the earth. When Jesus died and rose again from the grave, he made Satan lose his power. Satan has no power to harm us. Picture 19. After Jesus rose from the dead, many people saw him. Thomas was one of Jesus' disciples. Thomas said, "I must see the marks of the nail in his hands, then I will believe that he has come back to life." Later, Jesus came to Thomas. Thomas saw the marks in Jesus' hands. Thomas believed that Jesus was alive again. We have not seen Jesus, but Jesus wants us to follow him. Picture 20. After 40 days, Jesus and his disciples went up to a small mountain. Jesus said, "Now I will go back to heaven. After I go, you must tell all the people about me. I died on a cross to take away their sin. Everyone who follows me, his sins will be forgiven. Later he will be with me in heaven." Jesus' followers saw him go up to heaven. Two of God's messengers came and spoke to them. "Jesus will come back again. He is coming to take his followers to be with him in heaven. They will live with him forever." Picture 21. The cross helps us to think of God's love. Jesus did not sin. He died on the cross to pay for our sins. Jesus is not in the grave now. He has risen. If we obey and follow Jesus, he will help us and take away our sins. When we die, we will go and be with him in heaven. Picture 22. Jesus said there are two roads in life. One of the road is wide and the other is narrow. Before, the people walked on the wide road. This road belongs to Satan, and it leads to the place of fire. The narrow road belongs to Jesus, and it leads to heaven. A person who follows Jesus is walking on the narrow road. If you want to follow Jesus, then you talk to him like this: "Jesus, I know I am a sinner. You died on the cross to pay for my sin. I want to turn away from my sin. I ask you to come into my life. You give me a new mind and a new life." If you talk to Jesus like that, he will hear you, and you will become God's child.